This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. As students are increasingly stressed about their finances, debt-free college is all the rage. Politicians are using the concept as an attractive campaign platform, but critics say it makes more sense in theory than in practice. Kirk Carapeza reports.
It's time to dramatically reform higher education.
When Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren spoke to the American Federation of Teachers in Washington last month, she outlined her plan to make college more affordable and accessible. Warren proposed that debt-free college be paid for by closing tax loopholes for the rich.
And while not every college needs to graduate every student debt-free, every kid needs a debt-free option.
As students are increasingly stressed about their finances, debt-free college is all the rage. And Senator Warren isn't the only progressive politician proposing changes and hoping to drive millennials to the polls.
We've introduced legislation, which I will push through as president, that does two things. Number one, it will make every public college and university in America tuition-free.
On the road in Madison, Wisconsin this month, presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders raised the hopes of his fans by calling for free tuition, subsidized by taxing stock traders.
And what we are saying to the Koch brothers, Governor Walker, and all of those people is that this great country and our government belong to all of the people and not just a handful of very wealthy people.
Under the Vermont senator's plan, 2 years of public college would be free. The federal government would provide billions of dollars in matching grants to states. And the Sanders campaign says those funds would allow public colleges and universities to slash tuition in half.
Only in a Congress dominated by Wall Street and big money is this considered to be a radical idea.
Some higher ed experts, though, have dismissed these radical ideas outright. They point out that Congress is gridlocked. Most plans contain few details, and there's no political will for taxpayers to cover the cost.
Debt-free is a very complicated idea. No one's really said how this would work.
That's economist Sandy Baum, a fellow at the Urban Institute. She says despite terrifying stories about student loan debt, borrowing for college is actually a reasonable thing to do.
It's an investment in your life and in your future earnings. Students themselves get a big part of the benefit of their higher education. That's not to say that society doesn't benefit, but students benefit, and there's no reason why they shouldn't pay for a part of it. They shouldn't pay the whole cost, but they should pay part of it. We can debate how much.
A new report from the Center for American Progress finds some student loan debt might actually increase college completion rates. And Baum says that's because paying for college, even taking on some debt, provides a certain incentive to finish.
But it's also fair. Somebody has to pay, right?
So debt-free college is a political stump speech, but it's not going anywhere?
I think that's right. We should say manageable debt, reasonable debt, less debt.
UMass President Marty Meehan agrees, but the former Massachusetts congressman would like to see debt-free college become reality.
Oh, absolutely. I support it. I support it strongly.
Hi. Good to see you.
On his first day on the job, Meehan urged Congress to fund degree programs that help students earn degrees more quickly and at lower cost.
We have developed in Massachusetts degree programs where you could study 2 years at a community college, then come to the University of Massachusetts and get a degree in certain subjects for $30,000.
Meehan says while debt-free may be pie in the sky, a more realistic goal is debt minimized. For VPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Boston.